Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as RJ now gets ready for his travels out to Pebble Beach, and we have just this segment and hour two ahead before we're off to Vancouver. The E-Block is going to feature America's 21st state that was admitted to the Union back in 1818 for today's 151st installment of the Destination Spotlight Series, folks. But first, we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Carrie.
Helping millions of travelers prepare for the unexpected, including many in our audience across the country. They provide award-winning travel insurance with 24/7 emergency assistance. So whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or even domestic, travel safe, travel smart, travel like we do with a plan from TravelGuard.com/Carrie.
You know, packing a Travel Guard plan, folks, it safeguards you against many unknowns that can impact your travels. So go get the customized coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/Carrie before you travel, or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, now we're going to showcase the state of Illinois. Joining us on the show hotline is Michael Jacobson, CEO of the Illinois Hotel and Lodging Association.
Welcome, Michael. Mary and I will appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Well, nice to have you aboard with us today. So, you know, when I think of Illinois, certainly Chicago almost instantly comes to mind. But, you know, so does Lake Michigan, Abraham Lincoln. You know, some, you have excellent universities there. Corn, actually, somebody works in our team. She invests in the Illinois corn. You know, we have your state to thank for Ernest Hemingway, McDonald's, deep dish pizza. You know, the first car radio actually was created in your state. So travel and tourism, clearly a big thing in Illinois. Having a United Airlines based there and O'Hare International helps. What are some things you most identify with Illinois?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we run the Hotel Association, so we also have our hometown company of Hyatt here in addition to United Airlines.
Right.
But really, when you crisscross Illinois, there's no shortage of options to participate and enjoy. We have amazing state parks that are frequently fly under the radar, and so much to offer, whether it's outdoor activities, great sports teams across the state, or whatever you're interested in within a short drive. You don't have to go very far to enjoy so many different types of experiences within only a couple of hour drive from Chicago or wherever you may be in the state. So we have a lot to offer, including some of the best hospitality and really the best people, not just in the country, but in the world.
Michael, let's talk a little bit about your specialty, the hotel sector of travel. Robert and I did the show live from the Palmer House Hilton a few years ago for one of our big Let's Go America tours. It was the Chicago one, obviously, but there's the DeSoto House Hotel in Galena. I think it's the oldest operating hotel in Illinois. You have the historic Rose Hotel in Elizabethtown. The Drake is another iconic hotel, and you just mentioned Hyatt based there. How's the hospitality sector of travel in Illinois doing currently this summer?
You know what? We're doing fairly well. We're outperforming not only other states within the Midwest region, but really nationally as well. Year to date, our key metric called RevPAR, Revenue Per Available Room, is actually up 4% compared to the nationwide average of just up 0.8%. So things are going well. I think part of that is that we're not as impacted by some of the policies coming out of Washington, D.C., whether it's the drop in international inbound tourism or the drop in government travel. We don't have a huge share of international travel here in the Chicagoland area. So, frankly, it's a big opportunity for us in the future. But the fact that it's dropped in recent months isn't really impacting us the way it's impacting some other
that's
markets
a good point.
Throughout
that's
the
interesting.
Country.
Yeah, we've been there. A lot of people from Missouri and other parts of the Midwest we've seen in Chicago, no question. So, you know, next hour, our personal connection segment, we're going to be joined by former Chicago White Sox and Chicago Cub pitcher Steve Trout, with our new Pope being a White Sox fan, all the fans who love their Cubbies, plus you've got the Bears, Bulls, Blackhawks, so many other of the college teams. I just can't have time to announce them right now. But sports is good for the state. It boosts your travel and tourism. Are there a few games or big events coming that you want to recommend for visitors?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the Pope being a White Sox fan. We love that he's from Chicago. We're very proud of having the first American Pope. However, I'm personally a little disappointed in his fandom now that the Cubs are in their playoff run currently. But that said, I mean, looking at next year, actually 2026 will be the President's Cup coming to the Medina Country Club just outside of Chicago in DuPage County. And we're going to have a huge international following coming in for that. And that's just above and beyond the normal sporting events. We have a PGA tournament out in the Quad Cities every summer over 4th of July weekend. We have amateur golf tournaments throughout the state. We have the NASCAR street race in downtown Chicago and another NASCAR race in southern Illinois. So really, whatever sport you're interested in, we have an offering for you and something to enjoy.
Well, and I would throw out, if you're going to Chicago, if you love art, Mary, the Art
the
Institute
art
of Chicago.
Institute, yeah.
And I think it's the number one attraction that's actually in the state as well.
Yeah, it's a great museum.
So last question from us, Michael. You know, as the events involving America's 250 celebration happen, I want you to throw out to the country right now that's listening, what's a reason for them to come celebrate America America and Illinois?
I mean, you look at America 250, so much to be proud of. And here in Illinois, we're extremely proud of the fact that that Route 66 actually begins in Illinois. And we have a big chunk of Route 66 goes through the entire state. Not only is it America 250 in 2026, it's actually the centennial celebration of 100 years celebrating the creation of Route 66. So a lot to see along the way, a lot of great restaurants and attractions to enjoy, museums along the way. It's a great road trip to see so many different corners of the state, starting in Chicago and going south throughout the entire state. So it's a great way to commemorate both the centennial and America 250.
Yeah. And Route 66 is right across from the Art Institute.
Right, exactly. Yeah. We have photos there, and that's a great starting point. So thank you for mentioning that. Two great events happening next year. Michael, thanks for discussing America's 21st state with us today. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Well, destination spotlight number 151, folks. The land of Lincoln, or the Prairie State, is how we're going to put a bow on hour one today. Another 60 minutes of the show is about 7 minutes away. Show friend Les Aubin will join us to kick off hour two. The personal connection, right stuff, Alaska, and a lot more are still coming your way before it's wheels up for Mary and me. And we want all of you out there listening across the country to be following our travels in Alaska this upcoming week. Make sure you do that on social media or through our website. And with that, thanks for listening wherever or however you connect with us. Don't forget you can catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.